This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave a strong message to Islamabad, saying that there is no place left in Pakistan where terrorists can breathe in peace. He said, India has the capability to eliminate terrorists at their homes. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with the air warriors and soldiers at Air Force Station Adampur in Punjab.
Pakistan mein aisa koi thikana nahi hai jahan baithkar aatankwadi chain ki saans le sake. Hum ghar mein ghuskar marenge aur bachne ka ek mauka tak nahi denge aur hamare drones hamari missiles उनके बारे में तो सोचकर पाकिस्तान को कई दिन तक नींद नहीं आएगी.
Hailing the success of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said India has destroyed 9 terrorist camps and eliminated over 100 terrorists in Pakistan. He said the Pakistani army on which these terrorists were relying has been defeated by the Indian armed forces. He said the masters of terror have now realized that shedding the blood of innocent people will have only one outcome, devastation and utter annihilation.
9 आतंकी ठिकाने बर्बाद हुए. 100 से ज्यादा आतंकियों की मौत हुई. आतंक के आंकड़ों को अब समझ आ गया है भारत की ओर नजर उठाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा तबाही. भारत में निर्दोष लोगों का खून बहाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा विनाश और महाविनाश.
The Prime Minister lauded the courage, valor and professionalism of the armed forces in protecting the nation during Operation Sindoor. He emphasized that Operation Sindoor is a trinity, India's policy, intent and decisive capability. He said Operation Sindoor has boosted the nation's morale, united the country in a thread of unity and protected India's borders. New Delhi has reiterated its long-standing stance of bilateral resolution of any issues related to Jammu and Kashmir. Replying to a question during media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India's policy over this matter has not changed and any outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan. The MEA spokesperson said effective response by Indian armed forces compelled Pakistan to stop its firing. Speaking on Indus Waters Treaty, Mr. Jaiswal said, after Pahalgam terror attack, India will keep the treaty in abeyance until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures support for cross-border terrorism. He said there is now a new normal and sooner Pakistan gets used to it, the better. Justice Bhushan Ram Krishna Gawai will take oath as the 52nd Chief Justice of India today. President Draupadi Murmu will administer oath to Justice Gawai at a special ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Justice B.R. Gawai will succeed Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna, who demitted office yesterday. PM Modi chaired a high-level review meeting on the National TB Elimination Program at his residence in New Delhi. Lauding the significant progress made in early detection and treatment of TB patients in 2024, PM called for scaling up successful strategies nationwide, reaffirming India's commitment to eliminate TB from India. PM reviewed the recently concluded 100-day TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan covering high-focus districts wherein 12.97 crore vulnerable individuals were screened, 7.19 lakh TB cases detected, including 2.85 lakh asymptomatic TB cases. National Investigation Agency has arrested a key cadre of the militant Kangle Park Communist Party People's War Group in connection with a case of abduction and murder linked to the ethnic violence that took place in Manipur in 2023. National Investigation Agency has also arrested 2 members of banned militant outfits in connection with the brutal killing of a woman and the burning and looting of houses by armed militants in Manipur's Jiribam district in November last year. The prestigious 78th Cannes Film Festival opened at the French Riviera in France with a glamorous red carpet and a powerful opening ceremony marking the start of a 12-day celebration of global cinema. At the opening ceremony, highly acclaimed veteran American actor, producer and director Robert De Niro received an honorary Palme d'Or 49 years after Taxi Driver won the festival's top prize. Presented by Leonardo DiCaprio, De Niro used his speech to criticize former U.S. President Donald Trump's proposed 100% tariffs on foreign films. Over the 12-day Cannes Film Festival, 22 films are vying for the prestigious Palme d'Or. And that is the end of this news bulletin.